Welcome to your Wednesday edition of CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. Peaceful purposes or nuclear weapons? For years, that's been the debate over Iran's controversial nuclear program. Now the discussion is happening face-to-face. Representatives from Iran, the U.S., the U.K., Russia, China, France, and Germany started meeting yesterday in the Swiss city of Geneva. They're talking about that nuclear program. Iran says it's serious about resolving disputes over the program. Representatives for the other countries say Iran needs to address the concerns about the goals of the program. In the past, Iran has been put under sanctions because of its nuclear program. Sanctions are restrictions, usually economic ones. The goal is to force a country to take action, like changing a policy or starting to negotiate with other nations. Some officials and analysts think Iran is offering to talk about its nuclear program in order to get those sanctions lifted. One of them is Israel's prime minister. He says Iran regularly deceives the international community, so he doesn't think the sanctions should be relaxed too soon. Authorities in the Philippines are trying to get an idea of how bad the damage is. A powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake violently shook the central part of the country Tuesday morning. Dozens of people were killed, most of them when buildings fell, and dozens of others were missing as of last night. A worker with the charity World Vision said people were staying in the streets in the hours after the quake because, as you can see from these pictures, some of the buildings that were still standing were very unsafe to be around. The Philippines is a nation of more than 7,000 islands. Earthquakes are common there. The country's disaster council said this one damaged ports, roads, schools, churches, and homes, and some landslides were also reported. Moving back over to Washington, D.C., where the debate over the partial government shutdown and debt ceiling is getting more intense than ever. Yesterday, a group of military veterans held a rally in the nation's capital. They urged the president and Congress to end the shutdown before its impact hits veterans and their families. At the Capitol, there were reports of proposals from the Republican-led House and the Democratic-led Senate. CNN reporters were told there are a lot of opinions, but no decisions, all while the clock kept ticking toward Thursday's debt ceiling deadline. Teachers, we have a bunch of great resources on the debt ceiling. They're in the resources bin on our homepage. While you're there, make sure you check out our transcript and daily curriculum page. This is your one-stop shop for free educational materials related to each day's show, discussion questions, the media literacy question of the day, plus show transcript and downloadable maps. It's there for you every day, teachers. It's at CNNStudentNews.com.